I'm good.
We're drunk.
This is our first drunk episode ever.
Let's be honest, we're drunk.
And I know what you're picturing, late at night, but it's still light out. Okay, right before we started the episode, I was saying one of the weirdest things I've ever said to somebody that I was hooking up with, and then you said, hold it until the podcast.
Oh, please.
So I feel like I'm going to forget it, so I should just say it now.
Go for it.
One time I was hooking up with someone, we'd been hooking up for a couple of months, and then I was like, and we'd sort of gotten on the topic of like, and here's a great question that I would love to ask the room. Vertical hookups, vertical sex. And so
no, that's really important. We have to talk about
it. I have to open the floor to talk about it. Standing up or legs wrapped around being held. For me, it's a no either way.
It's a no, no matter what.
I am too short for pretty much any form of like.
I'm too short for anything.
Exactly.
Other than laying down.
And the lift up. And the lift up. I'm too nervous. Like, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm just too anxious about that. But anyway, I was like, we were kind of like jokingly making out with like them holding me upwards. And I was like, my dream for us to hook up would be like, you're inside of me. You're fingering me. And I'm on top, but you're holding me like this. And you're spinning me around like a basketball. We're like this.
Ouchie mama is all I have to say.
Ouchie mama! Obviously, I was kidding.
I know, but I'm taking it literally.
It does sound very painful.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds very painful.
Would not be a fantasy for me. It would be a nightmare, in fact.
But think about the visual. It's like worth it.
The visual is a 10.
It's worth it.
The execution, a -5.
No.
And then the pleasure rating... A 2.
It's gonna give me it's gonna give me a burn inside my vagina.
Well, how fast are you going?
Very. Speed of light.
You're literally at lightning speed.
I'm going as fast.
Spinning on these bitches' hands.
When a plane reaches full altitude, that's the speed at which I'm spinning.
I have no idea the metrics that you just laid out.
Okay.
And I'm not trying
to figure
out.
For reference, the visual again is that
I think they got it.
You think? Okay. Did I say basketball?
They got it.
And honestly, the person that I told it to, they were obsessed with it. They were doubled over laughing.
Wow.
Yeah, they love it.
My ex was like really about like standing up sex. Like he really wanted it. And I was always like, how are we going to execute this? Like my pussy's 2 inches from the ground.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like it's impossible.
We might as well lay down.
Yeah, it's
impossible. A short king here.
Yes. The only time I've ever had standing up sex, I mean, it's so hard to think about. I guess I had standing up sex at a wedding in 2022 when I was a bridesmaid. But it was like kind of bent over sort of a sink sex.
Okay.
But even then, it was too short.
Like,
I was too short.
Yeah.
Sink was too tall. The other person was too tall. I was too short. Standing up sex otherwise. I mean, I don't know if I've ever talked about this in the podcast. I've had sex in like a lot of public bathrooms randomly.
Okay, yes.
Some of which you've been there for.
I have been there. Once Jules and your boyfriend at the time literally just waltzed off to the bathroom and then all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, are they both shitting? Like,
right.
What's going on?
Right. Could have been either.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you mean it? Well, why don't you describe how your day started, aka with our call? Like, I feel like I cursed your energy at the top of the day.
Wow, I'm so sorry you think that.
Ugh.
I didn't even think anything of it. You're
really?
Just my bestie, and I'm happy to take your call
so
in the morning,
sweet.
No matter where you're at.
So for reference, again, I keep forgetting people can't A, see us all the time, and also
B, read our minds.
B, in our brains. Yeah. This morning I woke up in what only can be described as...
A tizzy.
A tizzy.
Totally. Literally a tizzy.
Exactly. I wake up in a tizzy, I'm upset, I call Fry. When I called you, I actually wasn't crying.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, really? When I started the call?
Well, no,
when I started the call, I did start crying very quickly. And then for like 45 minutes, you just sort of like had me on the phone as you were doing your morning routine and getting ready to work. And I'll be real with you, I was crying harder than I've cried in a long time.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I was really like, it wasn't like I'm crying and like kind of
Oopsie.
Like talking to you, whatever. No, I was like really, I was experiencing sort of like grief for the past couple of months that I think I've really been sort of like not allowing myself to feel. I feel like I mean like since my like capital big breakup back like at this point like 9 months ago.
Okay.
I have sort of felt like since I graduated from, since I like left that relationship.
You, since you graduated from that relationship? Yes.
Since I left that relationship, I felt like now it's like, okay, I should be sort of at least grateful I'm not in that anymore, because that was such hell. And like, I felt like I was constantly talking to my friends about how unfortunate that situation was and like speaking about my anxiety leading up to the breakup and then the actual breakup and the post breakup and like exactly the whole thing. So once I healed from that, at this point, like 6 months ago, I felt like, well, who am I to complain about
any of this?
Not who am I, but like how annoying to listen to a friend complain for months and months about a relationship that was like really not good, and then getting your friend through that breakup, and then what? They're gonna start complaining about now also being single.
Jules, do you think like your best friends don't like know that you're sensitive?
I do and, like, think that, yeah.
Like, love you anyways.
No, no, I like... think that my friends think that I'm sensitive. And
well,
here's...
you are, and so am I.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really sensitive too.
I know, but I do feel like all of my closest friends have long-term romantic partners.
So all the more space for your dating drama.
Right. I think I feel
hello?
Like most...
you know what I mean?
Like... yes, yes, yes. I do feel like most...
I'm like, what's the tea, girl? Like, give it to me.
Yeah. I feel like for most people that I consider, like, my best friends and closest friends, they also consider me best friends and closest friends, but they have long-term romantic partners. So when they're going through something like some sort of like emotional turmoil, they're more likely to turn to their partners than to me. So for the past couple of months, I haven't found myself being able to like comfort nearly as much as I've been able to
ask
dump
for-
on people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Lily, the other night you like did a spa night for me because I was sad.
Yeah.
Like, you still provide a lot to the people that you're with, like, that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to get into the habit of, like, apologizing for what exactly. Do you think that we don't want to be your friends?
Well, my true fear is, which I think I struggle with a lot with, like, dating, is I feel like a lot of times I meet people and I'm, like, really fun on first, second, third, fourth, fifth dates, and people think of me as this, like, goofy person, like, so fun, make them laugh, and then like the second I actually start to reveal that like
you like need something,
yeah, then it's like
that you're like looking for,
then it's like
whoa,
like yeah, that's not like I was keeping you around for like the entertainment factor, and I know that's not how my friends feel about me, but I do feel like a lot of times I feel like
that gets reinforced with dating,
how I am in everybody's life in a way, like
yeah, it's not,
yeah,
it's not. No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
That's sweet. Thank you.
But I hear you. Like, I mean, the shit that gets reinforced in your dating life, like, gets, just fucks you up. Like, everything in dating is so dramatic, and it makes you be so dramatic in your life.
Yeah, I've just been, like, weirdly, like, deeply hard on myself lately.
I know. It's so random. You gotta cut it out.
Well, I think I kind of always am.
Because it's not in your true nature. Like, maybe you always are, but it's not your true nature. Because your true nature is, like, someone who wants to relax and absolutely
it's
vibe.
It's so weird. Yeah, I'm not hard on anybody else. Like,
no.
Literally.
Someone could punch you in the face and you'd
and
be like,
ugh, they were having a bad day.
Yeah, like, I can't believe
like,
their
literally.
Trauma led them to do that.
No, exactly. And then the second, if I feel like I slip up and say something that's not, like, exactly what the other person wants to hear, I'm like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I have just been too emotionally vulnerable on that person and, like, really freaked them out. And then I had this conversation, I was telling Becca this earlier, like, I love my therapist so much, but they sort of made this comment where I was saying, like, I don't understand why I haven't been met with any gentleness for, besides from, like, you and my other closest friends for, like, the past couple of years in dating and workplace things. In my past couple of relationships, in the past couple of years, I've taken on sort of this role of, like, let me handle everything, let me handle your emotions, and if you need to take it out on me, go for it, and, like, I'll get over it, and I can take anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of was, like, expressing that to my therapist and feeling really frustrated, like, why can I not be met with gentleness, like, especially because if I'm on a first date with someone. Like, I am asking them before, like, I lay a hand on them. Is there anything you're uncomfortable with? How can I make you feel the most comfortable? Like, I'm just so aware of other people's comfort levels. And that has also been an issue with people, like, opening up to me too much on dates because they feel like...
super. They're like, oh, my gosh.
I can take anything.
Yeah.
I can take any trauma you have to tell me.
Yeah.
And body it and give you good advice.
Yeah.
And I just was...
and then also throw it back crazy.
Like, right.
This is
and then,
up.
And then, if you then kind of want to be shitty to me after, that's okay, because I can take it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to affect me.
Yeah.
So I was sort of telling my therapist this, and I was like, what, do I have to change something about myself to be met with gentleness? Like, do I literally have to put on, like, a bit more of a fake personality for someone to, like, play with my hair? And not, like...
yeah.
I don't know. Treat me like shit. And they were like, oh no, like, they're like, I think what maybe you don't realize is that some people consider you, like, capital C cool, and they look at you and they realize, like, they see someone who has their life really together and is really organized, and, like, it's not easy to break that person, and, like, that's how you come across. And I sort of, like, had this, like, and they were like, how do you feel about that? And I, like, didn't have much to say to that, and they were like, oh my god, I feel like I just saw you shut down, like, what happened? And I was like, I don't know, I feel like you just confirmed that this is gonna keep happening. Unless I actually were to change something. And, like, I feel like I'm at a true place right now where, like, if I was, like, this is so silly, and I'm obviously saying this because I'm drunk, but I feel like if someone were to, like, come up to me and, like, rub my back and give me a long hug and, like, play with my hair, like, I feel like it would bring me to tears.
No, literally.
I don't understand why I'm viewed as this, like, force to be reckoned with. Because, like,
no, literally.
If you look at me wrong, I'm gonna freak out.
No.
Like, literally. I'm gonna, like, spiral and think that I, like, killed your family in my sleep or something. Like,
and, like, decide.
And you saw it on surveillance footage, but you're too scared to sell me. Like, you know what I mean? It's very confusing to me.
I hear you. I mean, literally, you don't have to change anything, like, about yourself. Like, who you are is perfect. Like, you are meeting people and then being like, this has something to do with me. It has nothing to do with you. That has everything to do about the people you're meeting.
Yeah, you're
right. Meeting people and there's an issue and you're like, how was this my fault?
Yeah, you're like, right.
You just haven't met the right person.
Yeah, well, no,
Jules,
that's okay.
What if that was it? What if there wasn't a bigger scheme? What if there wasn't red yarn on the wall? Like, yeah. What if none of that was true and instead you're just meeting these certain people and, like, you can chalk it up to being unlucky? Like, it has nothing to do with you. With you. Thank you. You can give it as much or as little time as you want with each connection, you know? Like, as much or as little time as you want. Like, it just... I think you're just meeting people. And some of them are kind of, like, not right.
In the head.
And that's very clear to me. Because the things you're saying shock me. And I've been in, like, a similar dating pool to you before. So, like, you know, I'm like, wow. Like, these stories, like, really are shocking me to my core. In, like, a crazy, crazy way.
Yeah.
So you might have to just chalk it up to being unlucky and be like, okay, I'm not going to take this personally about myself.
You're right. Okay, I just talked for literally 2.5 hours, so please tell me what's going on with you.
Dude, I don't even know how to have fun on the weekends because I'm not maximizing shareholder value. Dude,
That's the only thing that's fun for you?
My shareholders deserve the fucking world, man.
Stop.
They deserve the fucking world. They deserve everything.
Stop.
All I can do is grind until my shareholders can collect.
Okay, if you and I were to run, like a very large sort of like corporation,
mm-hmm.
you would be sort of trying to like onboard clients, you know, create the shareholder, like add in shareholders, sort of like raise market value,
right.
invest.
Mm-hmm.
I would be, as I am doing
right
now.
You'd be the social media manager.
No, I was going to say, as for this company, and as I've always been doing since day one, I'd be trying to plan the company retreat.
He's been motioning toward us.
As I've been trying to collectively get us all to go on a company retreat, aka relaxed vacation together, that's exactly what I would be doing.
Yeah, that would be your full job.
I would be calling...
Retreats manager.
I would be calling hotels in Fort Lauderdale. Okay? I would be sending faxes to Bora Bora.
You'd be locating Airbnbs in Phoenix.
Yeah. We're going to Phoenix, bitches. No, exactly.
As long as our shareholders are happy. Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. Jules, what do I look like?
Okay, right now you're giving cool older brother. So I'm over at my bestie's house, my literal bestie.
And I'm just
and
playing Fortnite.
You're playing video games, exactly. Yeah. You sort of come out to, like, make yourself nachos that are just, like, Tostitos scoops
I'm
with, like,
make
cheddar cheese in the microwave.
Great. Yes. Yeah.
And you come out and we're kind of there and, like, I have done a full beat.
Okay.
I am in my sluttiest outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on the couch kind of, like, waiting for you to come out. And then you come out and I'm like, hey. You blow me off. You don't even look my way.
Right.
That's your vibe right now. And it's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they. Fry, what do I look like?
You literally look like you have, like, thousands of businesses.
Thank you.
I'm serious, because you're wearing, like, work pants, the cleanest white tee I've ever seen. You have fresh filler and Botox. Mm-hmm. And you're just, like, you literally are a CEO.
Yeah. Girl boss.
CEO.
Yeah. I'm going to Sedona, Arizona for a retreat this week.
You are. And also, you're bisexual. Do you guys like the song?
Wait, you guys, song alert. Sorry, you guys mind if I show my new song?
New mixtape just dropped.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys, we had to open the window. It was a sauna.
It was a sauna in
it
here.
It was lightly a sauna.
Three hot gay people, you think, we're gonna cook.
Yeah, we're gonna cook.
Okay.
We're gonna cook.
Let them cook.
Slow roast.
Yeah. We're crock-potting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. I appreciate being a small business owner.
No. Huge
business owner. I own Amazon.
No, you, like, work for AMC. You cast the Nicole Kidman commercial.
Okay, cool.
I have a PowerPoint presentation for you.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
All right. Are you ready?
Hi. Yes. Reasons why each of us would join a cult, but the same cult could never get us both. So therefore we both have an out. That's so true, dude.
So this is a presentation on reasons we would both join a cult, but the same cult could never get us both.
So one of us could also rescue
the other one out.
Oh my god, you're a genius.
Okay, so first up, love bombing cults.
Yeah.
So these are different, like, cult tactics.
Yeah.
And the reason why any kind of cult-like tactics couldn't get both of us. So love bombing cults. So a lot of cults will use the tactic of love bombing to bring in new members and then retract their love really rapidly to keep them always wanting more / yearning for the love.
Totally.
This would work on you.
Totally.
This would work on you 100% because love bombing historically has worked on you.
Yes.
Okay. This would not work on me mostly because it hasn't worked in the past.
Right.
I don't have, like, a lot of real reasons here why this, like, wouldn't work on me, but just, like, I think I've only been loved bombed once.
Okay.
I got really weirded out.
You did,
yeah. And I was
like,
this is really random. Why do you like me this much? I, like, haven't even said something, like, that hilarious in front of you yet.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Cults that use free food.
Yeah, that's you.
So a lot of cults will, like, you know, be like pasta dinner, and then you're like hyped up from the like carbohydrates, and like you feel this like euphoric release,
and then like, sign this.
Yeah, exactly. So this would 1,000% work on me.
Yes,
if someone
dude.
Gave me a free pasta dinner, I would never question it.
No, that's
like
so
if
true.
Someone was like, if someone was like, hey, any chance you want a free pasta dinner? I would be like, I would not. Have one question.
Yes.
You would get too freaked out by the food and not be able to eat it.
I would not be able to eat that. I'd be like, wait, this is like giving set food. Freaked
you
out.
You would think the food had been somehow contaminated. You'd yes. be like, who's making the food?
Yes.
I would just probably like eat the food and then I would get in the indoctrination.
Totally.
Okay. Cults about animals or community service. I think literally if one of those cults that make you like donate your time or serve animals or nature got you,
yeah,
you would get stuck in the
yeah,
cult.
No, I'm in that forever. I mean, that's forever.
Would not work on me because I hate to work and I don't care who knows it.
Right.
To me, I would be like, I don't want to do this. But you also don't want to do the work, but you would be like, they have to think I want to also.
Well, if it was for animals, I would want
no,
to.
No, exactly. But I'm saying, like, eventually after a while,
I'd
like,
be, like, kind of
run
being down.
Burdensome, you
but
would
I'd
be like
I don't want to get canceled if I quit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so true. Mm-hmm. But you would never sign up to begin with. You'd be like, I can be the social media manager.
Yeah, I'd be like, do you want me to film some content for you?
Yeah.
Okay, cults with a lot of live music. A cult with live music would really get me. You would see it as too similar to cosplay.
It would never
get
me. It would never yeah. get
so
me.
So I would, like, really be vibing with the live music, and I would be like, oh my god, like, this is amazing, I'm really into this, and you'd be like...
I'd be like, I would see right through that, honestly.
Okay, a cult that relies on a romantic partner, meaning cults that bring people in by, like, sending, like, hot, attractive, like, singles out into the world and getting someone in... This would not work on you, even, kind of.
You think?
And here's what I'm saying. This would 1,000% work on me, and you would be so mad at me.
Yeah, I know, you're
because
right.
Because here's the thing. Because what the romantic partner does is they, like, invade the life, and then they're like, you have to cut off all your friends. That wouldn't work on you, because you'd be like, literally go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I've never not chosen my friends first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This would work on me just because I'm easily manipulated. But no matter what happened, that it wouldn't work on you.
No,
because you'd be also you also couldn't like not tell us what was going on because that's the number one thing is that, like don't tell your friends and that
oh I cannot do that
you
I tell
you
everybody what I had for breakfast
yeah it would
every day.
It would not work for you
yeah totally really good point
mm-hmm. Okay a cult about a powerful woman would work on you
yes yes honestly girl boss culture I feel like it'd suck me in if advertised to me in the correct way.
No, absolutely.
In a really scary way.
If all of a sudden you start seeing, like, corporate America ads, but they're, like, they have, like, a carabiner and, like,
yeah.
know how to fuck.
Like women first,
yeah, that's
yeah.
you. You're
no,
gone.
I'm sucked right.
And
that's
it would,
so true.
And it would not work on me, and not because I don't respect women, but that we have mommy issues in different ways.
Totally. What's your... Okay, so how would your mommy issues affect you to not be... pulled into that cult.
So to me, I'm like, I'm so glad you're a powerful woman, but I'm not joining your cult because I don't need that because I've already assigned a mommy in my life. And you know, and whereas your mommy issues are like if a woman is so powerful, like I would have to do what you say.
Yes, I'm in. I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
And hope to eventually sort of overcome you.
Okay. Wow.
And be that.
Oh my god!
I'm sort of learning from
no,
you, but
that's
then I'm
exactly
gonna take you
you'd
over.
Get so deep in this.
I would
cult.
Be there. I would run the cult shortly.
You would, yeah, sure.
In a couple months,
surely
yeah.
you'd run the cult.
Yeah,
that's so true. Okay, if the cult had to wear the same color, it would work on me. Monochrome feels trans.
Totally
would not work on you. Too many issues with picking your outfit.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'd be one day. You'd just be like, I.
Well, if it was yeah. a uniform, you know, I wore a uniform to my first day of college, and I loved that shit. So if it was, like, a picked-out uniform, that's great.
Okay. Maybe we gotta think about this one, then.
I actually think maybe I'd kind of be all in. I love when people tell me what to wear.
We have to plan our out here, because to me, that's starting to give, like, something that could get us.
Becca would have to kind of come in.
Yeah, Becca, at that point, we're relying on you.
Do you love a monochrome moment? Oh, shit.
Jules, I have been perusing our DMs, and I found a slut of the week for us.
No way. If you're a longtime listener, we used to do Slut of the Week.
Oh, every yeah. week. Everyone, listen. We do Slut of the Week. You send us your sluttiest stories.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
No. Being a slut is not sexual. Being a slut is an energy. Yes. It's about taking ownership of who the fuck you are. Please send us your stories.
And let us know if you give us permission to share your image on our story. Because yes. we'll share the Slut of the Week. That's what we used to do. That was our whole thing. If
you win Slut of the Week, we'll post you on our story. And you will be Slut of the Week. We will encourage people to DM you.
And it sounds like you have a great example of a good Slut of the Week
submission. I sure do. I actually haven't read this.
Oh.
Awesome. I lied. Hi, my name is Kate. My pronouns are she, they. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
The sluttiest thing that I have done recently was that I met this girl. Super sweet, studying to be a nurse. Our first date was literally a full 2 days. So classic, okay, no, Kate. We're worried about you.
I'm worried. Kate, already we're really sending scary in troops. Things.
Yeah.
Again, nothing against the nurse community.
No, nothing against the nurse except community, that I, but that's okay. a yeah. big
The
issue.
3-day date thing, have you done it? First date?
Yeah, but it wasn't intentional. I thought the person was my friend.
Okay. I've never done
it. And I was going
it.
To stay with them, but then we started fucking immediately, and I was like, oh. Our first date was literally 2 days, and on it, she did let me know that she's technically in the military to pay for school.
Okay.
Kind of a turnoff for me. But like, okay, fair enough. Our politics are and morals are aligned.
Okay.
And more importantly, anyways, second date is another sleepover, and I had to leave at 7 in the morning to drive to my midterm at 9 a.m. Then I was like, okay, wait, I need to chill. I'm not going to see her until next week. Then when I give her a call, she tells me she just found out that she's quite literally getting deployed.
Oh.
We agreed that I wasn't going to wait around forever and that we'll see when she's back. I went over to get drunk with her and our technically third date was like 3 whole days and then Kate sent a hard eyes emoji.
That's the end of it?
No.
Oh.
Did gay shit in an abandoned church.
Oh.
Cuddled with her and her adorable cat. She doesn't smoke for obvious reasons, but she'll row one for me. Hot. She's like literally texting me at the fucking army base and shit. I'm stressing. I go and get a chain tattooed on my ass. Hashtag coping. The sluttiest part of all of this is that now I'm really fucking tempted to just sit on my hands and wait for her because what the fuck, bro?
Okay. Everything Kate. That you have said Kate, to we're spend so much you. Time with a person so early on, of course you're going to feel really strongly for them. That's like yeah. very intoxicating.
Yeah.
However, and I'm not saying, like, get back out there and date other people. Maybe just, like, take a beat and, like, sort of, like, consider what's going on here because it's – I think it could be, like – I mean, that's, like a very, very serious long-distance situation, having not spent a lot of time together to begin with. And maybe this person is your soulmate and you should be together forever. And that is totally something that will still be an option when you guys can physically be in the same place. And you can be friends through the time that they're abroad. Or even lovers. I don't know. But maybe like...
Kate, you've got to tell your girlfriend to get out of the army.
Well...
That is a scam and a fraud. Get your bitch out of the army.
Well, what if it was for free education? I don't know.
But it's all a scam. Like,
no, I agree. Like, obviously, what? I'm not pro-military. Get your bitch out of the army. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Okay, this is our best advice to you. Say, babe, okay, we gotta get you out of the military. Like, I will get a job in social media. Like, please.
Okay, Kate.
I can pay for your school.
Kate like, has a house.
Kate, my recommendation is to start hustling.
And maximizing clients.
Fucking shareholder value so that your girl doesn't have to fucking work another day in her life. In the military? You're letting your bitch go to war? I'm out here planning for my financial future.
Okay, Kate. I think maybe sort of like, it sounds like this person is sort of on their own journey. Maybe let them figure it out.
No.
Stay around.
No.
I don't know. Because then what if Kate says get out of the army and then the person gets out of the army and dedicates their entire life for Kate to be their provider for an extended period of time and then they spend more time together after the love bombing period and they realize they're not compatible.
Okay, I totally hear that. But if that happens, that's fine. At least you got someone out of the army.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just worry. Kate, I'm worried. I don't want you to be maybe like too involved in a situation that sounds like this person's on like a very personal journey.
You need to start hustling, getting your bag up. So you can provide.
Kate, do your thing. process your own emotions, meet new people. It doesn't have to be in a romantic way. Just keep expanding the people in your life and your friend group. And I please write back in. I'm worried.
Okay, this is from Anonymous.
Okay.
I deserve to be Slut of the Week, and here's my story to prove it. One of the gayest nights I had was a couple months ago. I went to a lesbian happy hour on Friday at Selena's, and after, I had a ticket to House of Love at House of Yes. Hung out with friends at Selena's and met some cuties there. And then I bounced back to Bushwick to party around midnight-ish. If you've ever been to a House of Love event, you know it gets pretty wild there. So there were different rooms with different performances like rope suspension, impact stuff, and a lot of hotties in minimal clothing. Pretty soon after I got there, I was standing in... I was standing in the back room watching a performance when I looked back and made eye contact with a girl, and we like immediately just kept looking at each other. She was headed towards the door to the outside area with some guy, but she like fully stopped walking and stared at me for what felt like a full minute, and maybe we said hi, and then she walked out with him. A bit later I go out and see them, so I go up to them and say hi, like, haha, funny seeing you here. The guy's like, okay, I'm gonna go get us drinks. And after he leaves, I find out they had just met. And by the time he has the drinks and is walking towards us, we are already making out. Okay. He gives us the drinks. He got us and leaves. We keep hanging out. Oh, that's okay. Amazing move, dude.
That's awesome.
Amazing move. We keep hanging out and dancing, and she introduces me to the friends she's with. One of her best friends, who was about to go home with this couple, suddenly realizes she lost her phone, and we start to help her look for it. And we start saying, it's okay if you don't find it. You can just come home with us instead.
Okay. Wait, this is the friend
of the person that they're making out with initially.
The friend of the person. So they're saying you can come home with us, like, in a threesome way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Since he had already been planning on going back to mine soon anyways... Soon we finally find the phone, and then we all look at each other, and, like, they look at each other, and the friend is like, what if even though I found my phone, I still came with? And then I ask them and realize that they have been friends for, like, years and never kissed or hooked up even. And I'm like, fuck yeah, of course I'm down. We walk over to my place and have the hottest lesbian threesome ever. Moral of the story, true friendship is beautiful, and bringing people together is even more beautiful.
That sounds like a really awesome night. That, like, everything went your way. You got free drinks from a man. You started off the night at another bar where you met other cute people. And you got to have a threesome with people that already had, like, an established relationship, so you didn't have to be the one sort of, like, conducting it.
You both got drinks from a man and had a lesbian threesome.
That's awesome.
You are Slut of the Week.
Yeah, you're Slut of the Week.
We are so happy for you. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Y'all, please tell us your slutty stories. We want to hear them. We want to read them. They can be slutty fails. Tell us about the cringiest dates you've been on. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your first ever date in the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 25 years and my life is still trying to get a great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was meant for this brother hood of men, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what is in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. Then I get real high and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said, hey.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the wine episode. We didn't even say that. The wine episode. I hope you know that this whole time we were both drunk. It's our first drunk episode. First drunk episode. We're always high, though. Gay and They is a Fruit House production.